Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment, tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news, some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short, and in many cases, difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because, during the war years, we would not let White King quality down. And we just could not make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many like it better, than any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King. But if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say, do you? You'll say, I love White King. The emerald box entrusted to Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has been stolen in Cairo by a desert outlaw. Chandler and the regents follow the thief into the desert, where Abdallah, the young Bedouin chief, insists the emerald will be taken. Camped at an oasis, they meet a caravan on its way back to Cairo. And unknown to Chandler, the leader of the caravan has the emerald and means to sell it in the city while Chandler wastes time in the desert. Now, late the following day, their camel train moves slowly along, far out in the endless Sahara. Chandu, the magician.
Sand. Nothing but sand as far as you can see. What a desolate country.
Mm-hmm. And still, there's a fascination about it. I know any number of Englishmen, for instance, who always spend their vacations in the desert. And they can hardly tear themselves away when it's time to go home.
What do they do way out here, Uncle Frank?
Oh, they make friends with the Arabs and they travel with the camel train, much as we are. Only they're not in a hurry.
Uncle Frank, what'll you do if you can't find the man that stole your emerald?
I have to find him, Bob.
No matter how long it takes?
That's right. It can't take too long or that fellow will have it sold.
Jeepers, it's a good thing the yogi doesn't know about it being stolen, isn't it?
Maybe he does. Do you think so, Uncle Frank?
I don't know. Oh, how could I have been so careless?
I still don't see how that thief could have known you had it.
I don't think he did, Dot. He was just a clever pickpocket and he took whatever he found.
Bob, you and Betty ride on ahead for a few minutes, will you? I want to talk to Uncle Frank.
Okay.
Let us know when you get through talking secrets.
All right, Dot. What is it?
You know what I said about Abdallah yesterday?
Yes, certainly.
Have you seen him today?
No, that is, I haven't spoken to him. Why?
When did you speak to him last?
Why, last night after the rest of you had gone to bed. Now, Betty couldn't have known about it. She was...
No, that's not what I mean. Look ahead where the guides are.
What? Oh, it can't be.
You see? Count them. Abdallah's gone.
Well, there is one missing, but it may not be Abdallah. You can't tell them apart from the back. I'll ride up and see.
I wish you would.
Oh, but look at them. They've stopped. What's the matter up there?
The guides want to talk to you, Uncle Frank.
Mama just said to ask you to come right away.
Now you two stay here. I'll see what he wants.
You see if I'm not right, Frank.
I will, Dot. What's the matter, Hamid?
Gossipy, my finest camel, she is very sick. See her there, how she lies in the sand.
You mean she can't go any farther today?
Aywaya sidi, sukuna. I do not know the English word.
Fever. The camel?
I was very sick.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, isn't there something you can do for it?
We rest for night. I send men one here, one here, one here. Look for plant to make camel walk tomorrow.
A plant? A desert plant of some kind?
I was yasidi. Sick camel eat plant, make her very well.
Oh, there's nothing growing anywhere here that I can see.
My men have very sharp eyes, defendi.
But I can't stop here, Hamid. Didn't Abdallah tell you we must hurry? Go very fast?
I was yasidi. Abdallah pay me much money to go very fast, but with sick camel...
You stay here and look for the plant. Send the rest of the man with us. When the camel's better, you can
join... Oh, no, Effendi. My men must search here and here and here for desert plant for camel to eat, not one...
Look here, I'll pay you double wages.
No, Effendi.
I'll buy the camel. Leave you here with it.
Hush, no money to pay for my fine camel, Effendi.
Well, I'll talk to Abdallah. Where is he?
Abdallah is not riding with us, Effendi.
I see that now. Where did he go?
In the night he rode into the desert. But I am good guide. Abdallah himself has told you. I will take you to desert village.
What about the camel?
Soon she will be very well.
I tell you, Hamid, I can't wait for that.
Without a guide, you would be soon lost. Is it not so, Effendi?
Oh, I know that, but we've got to get on.
I send my men to search for plant now. When they have found it, my camel will eat.
Oh, very well. Tell the men to put up the tents before they go.
It shall be as you say, Effendi.
The Ferengi believed you spoke true.
Why should he not, Sibai? He is only a Ferengi.
I was.
But do not move too fast when you go over the sand. Remember, you are searching for a small desert plant.
Do you not go with us, Hamed?
I will follow you. First, I must look at my very sick camel.
What did he want, Frank?
Oh, he says his best camel's sick. Doesn't look sick to me, but I'm no authority on camels.
Is it the one lying down up there?
Yes. He's taking all the men out to look for some desert plant to cure it.
How long do we have to stay here, Uncle Frank?
Only one night, I hope. We can't go on without a guide. We'd be lost in 5 minutes. You know, these fellows are the most exasperating people in the world. Time means nothing to them. And they think it's very funny to get a foreigner in a situation like this.
Well, if we can't help it, we can't. But do let's get off these camels.
Yes, we will. Oh. I wonder what Hamid wants now.
Effendi!
Yes, Hamid.
I come to say you need not fear because my men go away. There is no danger in the desert.
Why should we be afraid? Just get started looking for that plant. I'll pay double wages to the one who brings it back.
Oh, kata ala kirak, Effendi. Kata kira, katir, katir. I go now.
What was all that, Uncle Frank?
No, it just means thanks, Bob. You know, I don't like that fellow. Dallas said we were lucky to get him, but... Well, let it go. Are you all right, Dot?
Why, yes, of course.
It's cold, isn't it?
Before sundown, you said it was too hot.
Well, it was.
Girls are always beefing about something. Have you noticed that, Uncle Frank?
No. I haven't had much chance to notice it in the last 10 years.
Bob, you make me simply furious.
Oh, don't be childish.
Childish? Bob Regent, you know very well a girl of 16 is much older than you are.
Sure you don't mean a woman of 16?
Oh.
Just a minute. The gong you hear will mark the end of the first row.
Why, Uncle Frank, did you do that?
I did indeed. I thought it was about time.
But where's the bell?
What do you care where it is?
Well, I hope you'll keep it in a convenient place.
Oh, I will. Come along, the tents are up.
Uncle Frank, as long as we have to stick around here, why don't you do some magic for us?
Oh, yes, will you?
No, not tonight, Betty.
Oh, why not?
Ask me some other time, honey.
Well...
Look... There go the men, one by one. Hamid might have stayed with us at least.
I think the more of them that go looking for the plant, the better, Mom.
Did you ever hear of such a plant before?
No. I should think they'd carry one with them if the camels are likely to get sick suddenly.
Yes, because what if they get lost? When you get over one of those sandhills, you can't tell where you are.
Say, that's right, Betts.
Well, let's sit down here by the tent. We'll keep the wind off. Or would you rather go inside, Don?
Oh, no. Not too cold.
Those guys won't have much chance to find anything before dark.
Now, I feel sorry for that poor camel. Uncle Frank, have camels always lived here? Are there herds of wild ones?
I never knew of any, Betty. But here's a mystery for you. No one knows where they came from.
Really?
They're not shown in any of the pictures in ancient Egypt.
We sure didn't see any in those pictures on the walls inside the pyramid.
Well, there's one theory that camels did exist here at that time, but they were too sacred to be shown in pictures.
That's a curious belief.
It's common all over the East, though.
You know what? When you're out here in the desert, it doesn't seem so funny that there's Egyptian sorcery and everything handed down from way back when.
It's not at all funny.
Frank, what are you looking at?
Nothing, Doc. You know, I was just thinking I might do some tricks for Bob and Betty after all.
You changed your mind rather suddenly, didn't you?
Well, I was pretty abrupt with them just now. I don't need to take out my annoyance at Hamid on the family.
Oh, we didn't think that, Uncle Frank.
Gosh, no. If you'd rather not, it's okay with us.
No, I want to. You'll have to watch me closely, though, and keep very still.
Okay.
We won't even breathe.
You needn't go quite that far. Now, let me see.
I wish you'd tell me.
Ah, yes. You see this round reed basket?
Where did you get that?
I removed the lid. It's empty. I set it on the sand. I replaced the lid. What's that? Something inside. Let me look. Why, so there is.
A snake!
Oh, look out.
Hush. The trick depends on silence. Now listen. Faintly I hear the sound of music. Raise your head, O Cobra, king of the reptiles. Raise your hooded head and listen to the music. Keep time, King Cobra. Keep time to the music with your swaying head.
Why are you doing this? It's more than just a trick to amuse the children.
Listen to the music. Keep time, King Cobra.
You've chosen the most terrifying thing in the world to keep our minds off something else. Don't, Frank. I don't want to see it.
Mother, why did you do that?
For Pete's sake, Mom.
Frank, what is it you don't want us to know?
Well, there was no use letting you know until I had to.
No, why?
It's those guides. They've gone for good, haven't they? They've left us out here alone.
Yes, they have. But they won't...
Who's that? Who are those men?
Get into the tent and stay there, all of you. It's a band of desert outlaws.
Monday night, Chandu continues, and you will want to join Dorothy Regent, Betty, and Bob in their thrills and adventures. So you'll be with us Monday evening at this same time, won't you? Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing. And maybe on Monday there'll be washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant size package if you can. And will you be proud of your washing? The white things, so very white. The colored things, so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired. And your hands feeling so good. Because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. The only thing it could possibly be hard on is dirt. Know what you'll say when you've used White King, do you? You'll say... I love that soap. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.